Welcome to the Wednesday, June 13th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, the big item today was Microsoft's Patch Tuesday. So let's quickly go over the 7 vulnerabilities or bulletins that were released, 3 of which were marked as critical by Microsoft. Now, the first one, definitely critical, yet another remote code execution in RDP. But I would assume that by now everybody got that controlled at the perimeter, at least closing port 3389 TCP. However, don't forget that remote workplace in Windows Small Business Server 2003 uses the same protocol, same vulnerability, but port 4125 TCP. Next, we have MS-12037. That's just your usual Internet Explorer update, so definitely applied. One of the vulnerabilities is already been exploited in targeted attacks. MS-12038 is a .NET framework patch. Affects mostly clients, but also potentially servers if you allow code to be uploaded to the server. I would almost characterize it a little bit more as a privilege escalation on the server side. MS-12039, this bulletin affects Link. Now, at first, I wasn't familiar with Link. It's the unified communication product that Microsoft offers. I think it used to be Microsoft Office Messenger or something like that. In this particular case, there are a number of sort of older vulnerabilities. Remember, last month, we had this TrueType font parsing vulnerability that affect a number of different software packages. Well, evidently, it also affected Link, and now they're patching it for Link. MS-12040, that's a more specialized problem if you're running Microsoft Dynamics AX. This is an enterprise resource planning tool, and it's a cross-site scripting vulnerability in the web component of it. So essentially a standard cross-site scripting web application vulnerability. Don't underestimate those. So if you run Dynamics AX, definitely patch it. They tend to be pretty trivial to exploit, and you can do quite a bit of damage in a system like that. MS-12041 and 42, let me combine those two because they're very similar. The first one is kernel drivers, and the second one are vulnerabilities in the kernel itself. End result is the same, privilege escalation. So these are the bugs someone would use after getting into a system to actually obtain system access. Now, we usually don't see an awful lot of different exploits or such for these vulnerabilities. What I tend to see is that one or two of these vulnerabilities tend to be turned into exploits and then widely used. So hard to predict which ones here are going to be abused. One of them, one of the kernel problems, evidently was already exploited. That's the CVE-2012-1515. That one, according to Microsoft, is already being exploited. And I heard that this may actually also have been one of the so far not discussed Stuxnet vulnerabilities. So something that was exploited by Stuxnet. So for the client, I would start with the Internet Explorer vulnerability and work my way down from there, probably .NET one next, RDP for your servers, and a couple of the vulnerabilities like the Link one and the Dynamics AX vulnerability, of course, only apply if you use those particular software packages. But let's see what we have from other vendors today. I think the biggest news was F5. F5 makes load balancers for web application servers. Big IP is one of the brand names they're using for their products. And turns out that when you install the system, there is SSH access to the system, and it's protected via RSA keys, which is usually a good thing. However, the problem is they're using the same RSA key for all their installations. So if you have an F5 box, you have the key to log into any other F5 system, which of course is a huge problem now. You may say, oh well, you know, F5, a big IP, it's big dollars too, so not everybody can afford to actually buy one of them. Apparently there's an eval version that you can download that also uses the same SSH key. So if you have an F5 box, do apply the patch that was released now by F5 and make sure that you control access to the SSH port. Evidently, it's not easy to change the key. You can't just log in to a console and upload a new key. You actually have to do it via their web interface and download the patch that then allows you to actually create a new key. And then interestingly, in addition to its patches and bulletins, Microsoft also released a security advisory in the form of a knowledge base article. This one details issues with Microsoft's XML core services. It is used by Office 2003, 2007. Those versions of Office heavily rely on documents in XML. And the fix here is not really a patch, it's one of those MSIE files that will then actually change configurations to mitigate this vulnerability. And finally, we do have a patch from Adobe, of course, as well, a Cold Fusion, so nothing necessarily that the consumer has to worry about. An HTTP response splitting vulnerability in Cold Fusion component browser. And then we also got a new version of Java. This particular version of Java, again, fixes a number of vulnerabilities and should be applied pretty expediently. This time we have actually Apple releasing its version of this Java patch at the same day. So this affects everybody, Windows users, Linux users, OS X users. Apply that patch soon. Well, that's it for today. Sorry for running a little bit over, but that happens on Patch Tuesdays. We'll also have our webcast today at 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.